Paul, from a coach's standpoint tonight, how proud are you of the effort of your club, the way you were able to come back and get the timely goal midway through the third?
Stay in the fight. I mean, we all know what's going on around the league in terms of the comeback games. You're not out of it. But on back-to-back nights, and when we get down to five defensemen after the first period, that was pretty gutsy effort.
How much better was your team today than last night?
Well, a whole lot better. You know, like, even at 3-1, so they had a flurry, right? But even with that, I mean, they had a shift in the second period where they had us hemmed in. After that, we were all, and nothing was easy. On back-to-back nights, you're not moving the puck clean. You just don't have it to drive the play. But we're still generating a little bit, and it was a good road game. I thought we played a hell of a game tonight.
Last night about Matty Perreault on that first power play, yep. And then how you like him in that spot, and it sort of paid off tonight. Is that an example of what he can do well in that role?
Yeah, he had almost the exact same play last night that we didn't connect on. Right. He's got a real good tip stick, his first goal, right? Whether it's 5-on-5 or 4, he's coming through the same hole and gets the puck off. So I like that. It's a different look because it's kind of, there's a power play on both sides of the ice. They can have one with Paul. You know, there's a one-timer up top with Mo and Scheife. And then Casey's not afraid to shoot the puck. Blake's not afraid to go to the net front. So I like it. Where it goes, I don't know yet. We'll see, but it was a big goal, so we'll let it run for a bit.
How surprising was it to not have that play get blown dead on an icing? Were you thinking there was going to be a whistle on the play?
I don't know. I don't know. I can barely see the puck from this. Like, you're set back on that bench, so you can't see a lot.
Seen it on the replay?
Yeah. We've had that exact same play go for and against us, right? Like, because it's the motion of the puck, too, and where the guys, they're not going to like it. We love it. Oh, well.
What role did Adams to the stand take, you think, against Reeves?
I hope it had a huge impact on the game, you know? I mean, my belief is now where you got guys that will spend their entire careers and never have to fight, and I'm not complaining about that or advocating against it either way, but there's a bunch of guys that will never have to do what Adam Lowry did, right? Throws a big hit, he's got to stand up for it. That's as tough as guys there is in the league. And do the right thing. But that's why the comeback was important, because we had a whole bunch of guys on our bench that will never have to do that, but Adam's a teammate. So they got to do something else, right? They got to battle a little harder on pucks on the wall. They got to make another play. That's the way that your teammate shows respect for what Adam did. So I'd like to think that was the singular reason that we found the energy in the third period to battle back and win a game.
Just speaking of Reeves, was it a hit that Tucker took from him that caused the issue?
No, it's not, and don't really know. It's not a. I'll give you more details later. So he just wasn't feeling particular well. It wasn't head related. We don't think. Just he was off after. Oh, you lost it, Weaver.
You had me.
So he never forgets in Vegas, eh? Like, so in Vegas. Just keep the scrum rolling, right, fellas?
Paul, three forwards, we haven't seen you do that. Obviously, a little short on D, and Pionk and Morrissey were being ridden pretty hard there.
Yeah.
So how'd you like how that looked?
I like it a lot, and we've talked quite a bit about making that more of the standard format. It helps when Blake's there.
Yeah.
And Neil Pionk played 29, almost 30 minutes tonight. He was the next out. There was no way that he and Morrissey were going to recover fast enough. Morrissey had gone up the ice on a full sprint. So we needed at least one rotation. And then Brian ended up 13 on the faceoffs. But his injury was starting to wear on him a little toward the end of the game. That's why Patty went out and took the faceoff. But Patty said he was going to win it. So I said, okay, go ahead. Discussing the options of the head coach when you put a guy who doesn't take a lot of face-offs and out at center ice. It's just discussing them.
You were wondering if you could have taken Adam off?
No, I wasn't going to take Adam off. Kind of just wondering if I'd be allowed to do that. This is a fair game. If I had a heavyweight, would I be allowed to do that?
Yeah, just slowly putting together an identity here. I imagine what kind of building blocks did this trip put onto that identity?
You know, it was a really, really good trip in that – that it wasn't easy. There was some grind, and that the simplicity of our game now has to become paramount. So we have to get away from thinking that we can be overly creative, and we don't need to be, and get back to speed, real speed in battle. So after the LA game, I liked our game in Anaheim. I'm on record about how I felt about our San Jose game, but I think we're playing a much faster game.
Know that Laine didn't decline wanting to be on the top unit. What went into the decision of having him on the second today?
I wanted to see that first look. Didn't really know where Patty would be with his injury, how many minutes I could get out of him. They kill a certain way that will allow a shooter to come down and take that flank shot, depending on what side of the ice. Had they gotten the opportunity, and they didn't, right? They never really got on the ice for much. I wanted Patty to be in a position that he was going to shoot that puck. And on the unit with Scheif, the one that we've run here for the last year, if he doesn't get it, he's never going to shoot it, right? So he sits there and waits for it to come to him. We might stay with that structure depending on the kill. I want him coming downhill with the puck and shooting it every single time. So we get him in a rhythm of getting more shots.
I'll just run on LB. Whoever had to follow last that act one. From last night,
yeah,
it was
going
to be a tough act to follow. Obviously, those three quick ones, I don't know, he might want one or two back if we asked him.
Right.
But after that, nothing.
After
makes
that
a big save on Marchessault, so in the third there, when he hadn't really seen much action.
You know what? That's the job, mental toughness. So I'll put his play kind of like our team and maybe part of this road trip. There was some wobbliness. I don't know if that's a word, but I'm going to use it. Early on, and then just found a way to fight through and just battle hard enough to get the job done. It's good on him.